So, we're commenting on the line in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol is not liable to the Karbanot, specifically of Tumat Mikdash Kadashah. So, Amar Chizkiah, my time of the Rav Shimon, why is that true? The soul shall be cut off from the congregation. Misha Karbanot Shaved LaKahal. This is someone whose karban is equivalent to that of the congregation. Which excludes the Kohen Gadol as a different karban. But wait a second, isn't that true of the king as well? He has a different karban. The Gemara says, no. Shava b'chapara di Yom Kippurim. As we saw early on, the Kohen Gadol is unique specifically on Yom Kippur, and the king is not. Because the Kohen Gadol is his own karban, which, as Alex noted based in the Gemara, even though he didn't know that, was because he needs to get kapara before he can be mechaper for others. I think it was you, right? It was you, Alex, right? Im kein kohanim nami lo shavu l'kal b'chapara di Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. There are three karbanot on Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol, the kohanim, and then the am. So are you telling me that every kohen, regular kohen, shouldn't be chayav tumat mikdash kodashav? So he says, no. Kohanim shavu l'kal b'shar mitzvot tishana. Kula. The kohanim at least are equivalent to people, to the rest of the people in the rest of the year. Mashiach nami asher b'shar mitzvot tishana. Said, so is the Kohen Gadol, he's also equivalent in other mitzvot? So, Ela Marava, Ema Hachi. Say it this way, Misha Chatato Shavu L'Yechidim Umaynihu Ka. It's the one whose chait is equivalent to the kahal, and that is the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, "Mitocha kahal, mi shechato shavel yechidim, the mechayi b'shigat maaseh ki yechidim, the yechidim shechato b'shigat maaseh, etc." It has to be someone who's equivalent to individuals, meaning people who are chayav. Oh, one second, let's let Ellie in. Hey, Ellie. Right? Meaning they're chayav for a maaseh lechudei, that they're chayav for a sin by itself without a psak, and that's true of the king, that's not, and that's true of a regular kohen, is not true of the Kohen Gadol, whose unique karban depends on his paskening. Okay, so the next two dots. Good time, Ellie. We're on the second two dots now on Tetamud Bet. So, Rabbi Lazar Omer ha nasi mevi sa'ir. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo Amar Rabbi Lazar el metumat mikdashu kadashav hol v'nemar karet bo kibikvua. The reason the king is chayav specifically by the karban that related to tumah is because it has a karet there like a chatat kvua. Rashi clarifies, a chatat kvua. Amar Rav Papa, hachanami mistabra, that makes sense. Tisak adaitach, Rav Lazar akulon kamar. Because he was talking about all the cases above. Michti sayir nasir par mashiach b'makom yachid, l'chatat koi. The Sa'ir of the king and the par of the Kohen Gadol stand in for the normal chatat of the individual. So nisni nami Mashiach may be par. Right, meaning it can't be about everything because it's not true. Right, he brings a different carbon for a regular chatas, so it must be he's making a comment that he brings a normal carbon specifically for tumat mikdash kadashah. It's not true of every sin. He doesn't bring a normal carbon for every sin. He has unique ones. So nisni nami mashiach maybe par bishmias kol bitutvasayim. So shouldn't you also say the Kohen Gadol brings for the neder and edut related karbanot. The Mashiach pater. It must be that what we're talking about is specifically tumat mikdash kadashav, and therefore we're also saying the king does bring that, and the Kohen Gadol doesn't when it comes to the tumah related karbanot, but he does for the other. But that wasn't under discussion. So Amar Leir of Huna Breder of Nasan the Rav Papa Mimai. How do you know? Dilma Rav Lazar Akulon Koi. Maybe Lazar indeed is talking about everything. And he just thinks that the king is chayiv in all of them, and the Kohen Gadol is potter in all of them, like Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Lev, Rabbi Akiva mi potter le mi par. Does he say he's potter even from a cow? V'sulom midei. And nothing else, right? Does he say nothing else? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Modi Elazar Shein Mevi Asham. But even Elazar will agree that he doesn't bring in Asham. Tani Tana Kamedi Rav Sheshet Asham Dali Baltum Mikdashu Kadashav. Someone taught in front of Rav Sheshet. Okay, this is probably something you should know, but if you don't know it, what does Tani Tana Kamei mean? That phrase comes up a lot in Shas. What does it mean?
He taught a brisa before somebody else.
So who did?
Rav Meir.
No. So it's, if you remember, the Torah Shebaal Peh used to be Baal Peh. So the Tana, when it says Tani Tana Kamei Rav, whatever, it means there used to be people, Tanaim, who were, the Tanaim didn't originally mean what we think the Tanaim means, the rabbis of the Tanaim. It were people who were really good at memorizing things, who would memorize the teachings, and then they would say them over in Shir, and the resident Talmud Chacham would expound on them. So they weren't necessarily Talmid Chachamim themselves, that they were teaching teachings by heart. Right, exactly. So the Tani Tana Kamei, this Tana, this memorizer, recited this teaching in front of Rav Sheshet, and then Rav Sheshet expounded on it. So Amr Leid, Amr Lechamani, he said, who taught you that thing that right you're now spitting back to me? Rav Elazar, he is Rav Elazar to Amr, Hov and Emrabo Kare, since it says Kare, Kibbe Kvua, just like a Chata Kvua, meaning a normal Chata, Mighty Nasi Soir Alea. And therefore, the Nasi brings a Sa'ir of Amar Rabbi Yochanan Modi Elazar She'ein Mevi Asham Tali. But wait a second, didn't we say that he doesn't bring an Asham Tali? That he agrees that maybe he brings Vadais, but he never brings an Asham Tali? The Gemara says, okay, Kasha, I don't know what to tell you. Right? We noticed this, that in Hurriya, there's a lot of Kashas, a lot of Tekus, a lot of unanswered questions. This is no exception. Hajin Allah, Horako and Mashiach. Okay, so now we move primarily to the Karban of the Melech in the third Perek, Kohen Mashiach Shechata, the Kohen Gadol who sins. But the first Mishnah is about both of them, and that is what happens if your status changes, the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi. So Kohen Mashiach Shechata v'achach avar mimishichato. He sinned when he was a Kohen Gadol, and then he was not a Kohen Gadol. He's no longer an acting Kohen Gadol. V'chein Nasi. Or a king sinned and then was demoted. So Kohen Mashiach may be par, Vanasi may be soir. They still bring they bring their unique karban. Mashiach sh'avar mishichata v'achar kachata v'inchen anasi sh'avar midulato v'achar kachata. So Kohen Mashiach may be par v'anasi gadyot. But if they sinned after being fired, so then it's distinct. The Kohen Gadol still brings his unique karban because at some level his status stays forever, but a fired king brings a normal karban, right? He's not the president emeritus, right? He doesn't get whatever, right? He doesn't get the Secret Service for the rest of his life. He's a private individual. So the Gemara says, Hashi Yishlomar Avar Mishichato V'Achar Kachata Mevi Par. Chata v'achka chavar v'chato tzricha meimar mishum dikstani gami nasi d'chi avar v'chato v'achka chata gedyo maisi achitani gami mishia chata v'achka avar mevi par. So the Gemara says, why did I have to teach you this halacha by the melech? Didn't you know by implication that if he brings the normal carbon, if he sinned when he had his status, that if he's fired, he doesn't have his status, he brings a different carbon? The Gemara says, yeah, but the Kohen Gadol isn't like that. So you had to teach both cases to highlight the distinction between the Kohen Gadol and the melech. Minan imili. So where do we derive this from? Ditana Rabbanan. The kriv al chatato, he brings for his sin. Melamed shemevi chatato misha avar, which tells you that in case of the Kohen Gadol, he still brings based on chatos from the past. Sheyachol, because you might have thought about dinu manasi shemevi bishigat maaseh, ain mevi chatato misha avar. Mashiach ain mevi bishigat maaseh elal helam davar bishigat maaseh. Local chicane. You might have thought that if the king loses his status for the carbon, and his sin, in the end of the day, is more similar before and after, because his sin is always just a sin, it is no psak, you might have thought the Kohen Gadol, who his normal avera depends on his status in a much deeper way than the melech, that as soon as he's fired, he doesn't bring a unique carbon. So you need the pasuk to tell you it's not true. Talmud Lomar v'krov chatato melamed shemeviyach chatato mishavar, to teach you that he still brings his unique carbon even after he was fired. V'naisi nami nasi mikal v'chomer. So why doesn't the king, based on the kal v'chomer, umam mashiach she'ein maybe b'shigan maaseh maybe chatato chatat mishavar nasi shemevi chigat chatat b'shigan maaseh ein odin shemevi chatato mishavar. So now let's just reverse that kal v'chomer. If the Kohen Gadol, who has a unique carbon, still brings it after being fired, the king's carbon, which is not nearly as unique, why does he not bring his carbon after being fired? Talmud Nomer Shenasi Yechata Kshunasi in Kshuedyot Lo. The king keeps bringing it. Sorry, doesn't keep bringing it. The Kohen Gadol does. Okay. Next Mishnah. Chatu ad shelo nitmanu. Now what happens if they sinned before they were appointed? Va'achar kach nitmanu. So harelu kehetyoto. So the Tanakhama says, in that sense, they're always a chata, a hetyo. They bring a normal chatas because they sinned before they had any status whatsoever. They sinned before they were hired.
Before he was
Kohen Gadol, before he was king. Right? He sinned, and then he got hired as king.
The king didn't sin. The king didn't sin. A guy sinned, and then he...
Biduk, right? The guy who would be king, right? It's the, you know, in his Gadol biography, when he was still, you know, Moshe, and he wasn't Reb Moshe Feinstein, he made a mistake. Right, that's what it is. He wasn't yet... He was the king in potential, the Kohen Gadol potential. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon on the other hand says, Im noda lehem atchelon zmanu, chayavin. So we saw this earlier in the first parak, that Reb Shimon thinks you need both the chait and yediyas achait. So he says, if he sinned, and he knew about the sin, so then the both elements of the mechayev happened when he wasn't a Kohen Gadol or a king, so he brings the carbon, because now it's just, he was already chayav. But let's say he sinned, was hired as Kohen Gadol, and then found out that he sinned, so now he's totally putter, because he can't bring his new carbon, because he sinned when he was a hedyot. But he can't bring his old carbon, because he didn't find out about the sin, which is the second element of the mechayev, until he got his new position, and therefore he's just putter. It falls through the cracks. So Ezuin Nasi, and now finally, after mentioning Nasi several times, the Mishnah says, who is this Nasi we talk about? Zemelech. It's the king. Shneamar, Mikol Mitzvot Hashem Elokav, because it says, the one who violated the mitzvot of God. And we darshan, She'en al Gabav Ela Hashem Elokav. The person in question is the person who there is no one above him except God himself, the king. So, minani mili d'tan rabbanim goyim moshiach echata. Prat lekodamo. Where do you get this drasha? Because he says, if the Kohen sins, which excludes that which he did before he became Kohen Gadol, or king. V'laudinu, and it's logical. Uma nasi shemevi v'shigigad ma'asei mevi ala kodmot. If the king doesn't bring for a sin from before he was king, and his sin, as we've said, is more similar before and after because it doesn't require a psak. Right? It's just a trumped up regular carbon. Mashiach shei maybe helal helam darim shigad maase ino din shel yavi ala kodamot. So the Kohen Gadol, for sure, he's not going to bring for previous. So lo im amarta binasi shekain ein maybe chatato misha avar. Don't Mashiach shei maybe chatato misha avar. But wait a second. There's a difference between Kohen Gadol and king in terms of when they're fired. The Kohen Gadol still brings and the king does not. Ho, maybe Chatadomi Shavar Yavu al Kadamot. So you might have thought that he even brings the Kohen Gadol's carbon, even if he sinned pre being appointed. Talmud Lomar, Mamashiach Yecheta. So therefore, the Pasuk has to tell you, no, it has to be that when he sins, he's the Kohen Gadol. If he sins when he is the Kohen HaMashiach, he's the Kohen Gadol, so then he has a unique carbon. If not, not. Now, I should just point out that we know that there is unique connection between the Kohen Gadol and sin, right? Meaning he's the Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. His death is Mechaper for Rotzchem, right? There is a certain sense in which he is uniquely tied into Kapara, which may conceptually connect to these types of laws. Tani Namihachi, the Brisa says as well, Nasi Kohen Gadol, the Nasi... Yeah.
Why can't the Josh of when he's Kohen Gadol, yes, and when he's a head yod, no, apply to the Mishnah before also? But if he was demoted and ensigned?
The Kohen Gadol, even when he's demoted, we had the drasha before, that it's right, the Kohen Gadol maintains his status for these purposes. Right, the king doesn't. Right, the Kohen Gadol does.
Right.
Right. So this drasha teaches you that the sin needs to happen when he's Kohen Gadol. The chiddush of the other drasha is that at some level he maintains his status as Kohen Gadol. And again, the Irmikla case proves this, because if you remember the sugya, the Mishnah, and then the ensuing sugya on Makot Yud Aleph, the Kohen Gadol who dies, who can be Machzir Rotzchem, includes the Kohen Gadol Sha'avar. Right? A retired Kohen Gadol maintains his status, even though a king doesn't. The Brisa says, "Tanin Amihachi Nasi Kohen Gadol Asher Nasi Echata Prat Lekodamot." This excludes sins that he did before he became Kohen Gadol. V'lo dinhu, right? We just repeat the whole logic. V'lo dinhu, ma Mashiach shemevi chatatomi shavar, eno mevi ala kadamot. Nasi shemevi chatatomi shavar, eno din shalu yavi ala kadamot. Ma la Mashiach shekein eno mevi v'shigad ma'aseh. Tomer benasi shemevi v'shigad ma'aseh. Ho mevi v'shigad ma'aseh. Yavi ala kadamot. Tamad lomar asher nasi chata. Shechata v'ariyu nasi v'lo shechata v'odeyu hedyo, right? The exact same discussion except from a brisa, right? The exact same back and forth. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So five lines down. Tana Rabbanan. Asher nasi yechata. Yochol gzeira. Rashi says, the gzeirat melech yishen nasi yechata midelok siv. Does that mean that it's inevitable? Like, he must sin, God has commanded he'll sin? Because it doesn't say im, it says asher. So you remember I talked about this in Parsha. So Talmud Lomar, im a kohen mashiach yecheta. Later on says im. So mala lon kishi yechta, kan lif kishi yechta. Obviously it doesn't mean he will sin. It means if he sins, amar mar, yachol gzeira, gzeira mechitesi. What do you mean gzeira? That God says he has to sin? It's inevitable? He's obligated? What are you talking about? So Amri, im, said it could be, ashkan dechsev, vinasati nega tzarat, beveda eretz achuzazchem, Bisori Ilachem, Shinangoim Bama Lehem, Divra Behuda. Tzaraat is a punishment, and the way Rabbi Yehuda understands the pasuk is that it will happen. God is guaranteeing you that it will happen. So maybe God is telling you there will be a Kohen Gadol who will sin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Prat Lenige Onset. Rabbi Shimon is a totally different drasha, which is that Tzaraat Habayit doesn't isn't Metame. If it comes from a, Rashi says, a shade or some external thing. Lavam Rabbi Yehuda Besora. So maybe just like Rabbi Yehuda thinks that when it comes to the Tzaraat, it is inevitable. So maybe it's also inevitable that Kohen Gadol will sin. Ha'chanami em egzerahi. Hilkoch siv im. So that's why you need im later on to tell you that it's if, but it's not a guarantee that the Kohen Gadol will sin. L'Rabbi Shimon Nige Onsen Milo Mitamo. Okay, you know what? We'll pick up on that point of the Nige Batim tomorrow. Yeah, we'll pick up on the Nige Batim tomorrow. Now, the next Amud's a bit long, but it's a bit more agadic, so hopefully we'll still run through it. Okay. Shkoyach, guys.